1300 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Before heading out on your summer getaway, make sure your tires are road ready with a free inspection by our qualified technicians. If needed, check out our full line of Yokohama tires featuring the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, and the Avid Ascend LX. While you're at Mel's, make sure your air conditioner is working at peak performance to keep you cool while on your vacation. Keep it safe this summer with your Yokohama tires and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're very pleased to have you tuned in here on a Wednesday morning, and we're very excited to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line this morning by Ben Sachs and Christy Moan, Unbound Gravel. Christy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm here. How are you guys?
we're doing great. Good morning, Ben.
Good. Hey guys, thanks for having us on.
Glad to have you on board with us today. The Garmin Lunar Ride is coming, Christy. What's the date, and what's the focus going to be here coming up a week from, I guess we would say a week from this weekend?
Yeah, it's like coming up on July 24th. So this is one of our favorite things to do. It's definitely more community related. You get to practice some nighttime riding, and you get to come back to a fun atmosphere and listen to some live music and eat some food from some great food trucks and just kind of enjoy the camaraderie of cycling.
Well, Ben, how can we get Lunar? How do we sign up, and what are the options on the ride?
So this ride is sort of a choose-your-own-adventure kind of thing. The max distance on it is 50 miles, but you can do 25 or you can do less as you see fit. You can access it through the Unbound Gravel website, unboundgravel.com/lunar-ride, I believe is the exact site to go there. But if you just go to unboundgravel.com, you'll find it right up front. You can either choose to set off at 6 p.m. Next Saturday the 24th or at 8 p.m. depending on how fast you want to go and, how dark you want it to be while you're out there riding.
I wanted to ask both of you this. Ben, I'll start with you. What is the appeal of the nighttime rides here in the Flint Hills versus the daylight hours from your perspective?
Oh, it's just a kind of a fun, different thing. There's a little bit of excitement in it. Sometimes you see few different creatures, some fun, little light specks of eyes looking at you from the bushes, and it's just kind of exciting, and it's just a kind of a different thing. Plus, it's always fun to have to shop for more equipment. So, getting yourself a nice bright headlight so you can navigate. It's also going to be right near a full moon, though, honestly. So, you could possibly just navigate by the light of the moon next Saturday. So that'll be super fun.
You normally gauge your lunar by a full moon that is supposed to be near. Well, Christy, what's the appeal of a lunar ride?
Well, I love it. People always show up and get creative. You see people with lots of glow in the dark stuff out there. You get to hear a lot of different sounds in the Flint Hills that you typically don't hear when you're out there day riding. It can be kind of a little frightening sometimes, but it's also really fun. And our sponsors this year, we've got such great people that work with us, both locally and just nationally. So we've got a really fun piece of it, the scavenger hunt that happens both on the course and at the finish line party. So even if you're not riding, you can come down to the little block party and enjoy the scavenger hunt. But we hide a bunch of tokens, that are all spray painted with glow in the dark paint, and you can bring those in and exchange them for prizes. So we've got stuff from, local companies like Sweet Granada and the Granada Coffee Shop, but yet we've still got stuff coming from Bike Flights and Muck Off and ESU and Look Pedals and Garmin. So there's fun stuff that we hide in the hills, so to speak, and you can go find it and bring it back for some, trade it in for some goodies. So it's really fun.
Christy, what else is going to be taking place here to enhance the atmosphere coming up here a week from Saturday night?
Well, Ben booked a band.
Ben booked a band.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so we'll have the Box Turtles, a local band from Council Grove, playing from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. I think they're a really great band. I had a really fun time at a little concert at Tallgrass Tap House in Manhattan a couple of Halloweens ago that the Box Turtles were playing at, and they have really good energy, good original songs of their own, plus they do some great covers of a really wide variety of music. So I like those guys a lot, and I'm excited to have them here in Emporia playing for our event.
So where will the Lunar Ride activities with the food trucks and the live music and the games, where will that exactly be located?
So it is taking place in the parking lot back behind Gravel City Adventure and Supply. It's on Mechanic Street between 7th and 8th Avenues. In that parking lot back there.
Understood. Christy, obviously with the night ride, it puts a little bit more emphasis on rider safety and driver safety here for other vehicles. Talk a little bit about, maybe remind both cyclists and drivers about just rules of the road and common courtesy here with the night ride.
Well, we always encourage our riders to stay to the right and obey the traffic rules. We'll have the start times. We have, two different start times of 6 and 8 p.m. So you can choose your like Ben had said earlier, you get to choose your own adventure, but that's designed so that if you're a slower rider and don't want to be out there super long, or if you are still kind of getting used to riding at the dark, you could start at that 6 p.m. time. And otherwise, if you want the full nighttime experience, the 8 p.m. time is your choice. But we've got, we're encouraging riders, they're supposed to be riding with blinky lights on the back of their bike so that they're more visible, and obviously the high-vis jerseys and everything that most companies are making now are encouraged. But largely speaking, we all need to be aware of each other out there, for sure.
So, Ben, exactly where will these 25- and 50-mile routes take us lunar-wise here next Saturday?
They are going out through Americus and out to Lake Cahola. So the 50-mile will go all the way out to the lake. The 25 will just go to Americus, we'll have a little aid station there in the park. Okay. In Americus for people to kind of resupply a little bit.
Outstanding. How many people are you expecting to be part of this here, Ben, as far as maybe the riders' numbers are concerned, and also really, I guess, maybe the community side of things, because this brings a lot of folks to downtown Emporia and has in years past.
Yeah, we should have somewhere in the range of 400 to 500 riders, I would say another several hundred people coming to hang out, hopefully, and watch the band, and enjoy the food trucks and beer from Mulready's Pub as long as they are of age.
400 to 500. That is a lofty number. That will be lunaring it here. The Garmin Lunar Ride is coming up a week from Saturday, July 24th, and you can log on to the Unbound Gravel site and get registered and signed up. Well, Ben and Christy, keep up the great work. Always good to talk to you.
Hey, guys, I have to mention, it's only $50.
Okay, yeah.
So it's a hell of a deal.
$50. All right, no, that's
$50.
That's nothing wrong with that. That's for sure.
Yeah,
should have asked you. Sign up, $50, and still room for more riders to get Unbound and get Lunar coming up a week from Saturday.
Come join us for sure.
Thanks, Christy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm Ben Sachs and Christy Moen with Unbound Gravel. It is the Garmin Lunar Ride. $50 is the entry fee for that great event coming up a week from Saturday, July 24th.
As many as 500 riders being part of that, and also a huge turnout downtown typically for the Lunar Ride. And,